an Orthodox Jewish man was violently attacked in a Montreal park in front of his children. The incident has shaken the local Jewish community and reignited concerns about the rise of anti-Semitism in Canada and around the world. And joining me now on the line from Montreal is Yair Slack, the CEO of Montreal's Jewish community. Yair, thanks so much for chatting with us on The Home Run. What more can you tell us about the attack in Montreal, and how is the victim's family coping?
Percy, it's nice to speak to you again. Unfortunately, we speak only under not great circumstance. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I agree completely that we need to find a topic that's more uplifting and positive.
Well, as I always say, raise Jews. The rest is commentary. We'll get through all of this.
Okay.
Friday, moments before Shabbat came in, a video circulated on social media about a Skver Chassid, probably in his early 30s, being beaten up by an assailant in a park, which in an area called Outremont, which is very much a not all religious, but it's very much a religious Jewish community area in Montreal. The assailant then went on to pick up his bag and throw the kippah of the victim on the ground, pretty in a way that indicates a lot of anger, if you would. The victim was rushed to hospital. He has suffered a broken nose, deep bruising. I think the trauma is the worst part of it all, and specifically for his kids who witnessed this standing right beside him. And unfortunately, that was, I think that's the deepest scar, if you would, is witnessing their father being beaten up so violently and for no apparent reason.
How is he? How is their father?
So I spoke to him yesterday. In fact, it was I arranged a call between the President Herzog and the victim, which we had a call yesterday, and we were able to. He was willing to talk. He's not been willing to talk to media, just as you know. He's very traumatized in this. We are supporting him through counseling and making sure that he's okay, and especially the kids who have not slept in a few nights now. Understandably so, waking up with nightmares, and he is physically, he will heal. It'll take a lot longer for the trauma to heal, unfortunately.
It's quite something to attack someone for no apparent reason in broad daylight in a public area. It was a park. Do we know anything about the assailant?
So I did forward you actually an article. He was just arraigned in court. He's, I believe, 24 years old. His background is not known to us. We're looking into it. His name is now public, so we can look into the situation. He's been charged with assault and battery. Now, Canadian law will have to determine whether it was a hate crime, and hate crimes require intentionality. They bring a different sentence as well. There's no question about the assault itself. The question is, was it intentional? For example, if there's questions of mental health, did he intentionally go after a Jew or just find somebody in the park? Either way, you and I know it's called anti-Semitism. The question is, will it be tried as a hate crime in Canada? That's to be determined.
Was this, in your opinion, an isolated attack, even though we have seen broader patterns of rising anti-Semitism?
I'm gonna say that this was an isolated attack. We have not seen something like this in a long time. Now, we've seen attacks against Jewish institutions, but it's different when we're talking about an attack against a Jewish person. Jewish institutions being tried to be firebombed in the middle of the night is one thing. Attacking somewhere in broad daylight in front of, and by the way, the sad narrative of this, sorry for just diverting for a second, is that there are other people walking around and didn't stop this. That kind of is the essence of the question, is how does society see something like this and not say there's something deeply wrong in somebody being beaten up in front of their children, and no one actually ran to stop it. It wasn't a long assault in the sense that it didn't take hours for this to happen, but again, it's deeply disturbing that nobody jumped in and said this is wrong.
Was it clearly an anti-Semitic attack to the eyewitnesses, or is there, I'm just trying to give them a possible excuse that maybe they were scared for themselves?
I've spoken to the victim. I can promise you he's the least intimidating person you've ever met in your entire life. He was, he had just parked his car to have it fixed, and then he was playing with the kids in the park, at which point he was attacked. There's no provocation in this situation. The challenge, you and I will call this anti-Semitism. There's no question in our mind, attacking a Jewish man in the streets is an anti-Semitic act.
Mm.
The question of intentionality and how it's prosecuted will be different.
How is the Jewish community responding, both in terms of security and public awareness?
I think there's a number of layers to that answer. One is we have, over the past 6 years, changed our entire security apparatus to mirror that of, let's say, South Africa or Europe or Australia or South America, moving away from the North American model of security, which is rely on the police. We have instituted Jewish community security, volunteers who protect our schools and shuls, and we have a fairly sophisticated network of, let's call it, technological abilities here in Montreal. The challenge is that we look to protect places which are fairly Jewish. A park which is in a Jewish neighborhood was not one of those areas under, let's say, the supervision of our CSN, our community security network. In terms of awareness, of course, it's something that we continue to be very vigilant about. And the realization that we need to train more of our community in Krav Maga. You know, we've started a program where we train high school students in Krav Maga to be able to feel confident and unfortunately defend themselves if something like this happens. It is, you know, anti-Semitism is not a new phenomenon in the world. Maybe North American Jewry has been somewhat protected from the bubble, inside a bubble for the past 60 or 70 years, and the bubble has burst, and we have to be honest and realistic about it. There's a very interesting book that I just read called The Black Swan. I don't know if you've read it, by Nissim Nicholas Taleb, Orthodox Christian Lebanese man who wrote a book about, you know, how we need to learn to not predict tomorrow by what happened yesterday, but that the impossible is always probable. And I think that we need to start living our lives in North America under the guise of the impossible is probable and it's coming here.
Yeah, you did say earlier that it remains to be seen how the authorities deal with this in the long term. But just as a last point, what would you like to see the authorities do, and are they doing enough to tackle anti-Semitism?
The answer is absolutely they're not doing enough to tackle anti-Semitism. There's no question about that. We also have to distinguish between anti-Semitism and freedom of speech, which is a very, very, very fine line here in Canada that is hard to deal with. You know, we have demonstrations probably on a daily basis, let's say weekly, but probably on a daily basis downtown Montreal under the guise of freedom of speech. These demonstrations call for the death of Zionists. They call for, you know, the end of genocide. I've been personally attacked and called the biggest Canadian supporter of the genocide of Palestinians on social media and being followed. These things happen, and Canadian law is not prepared for it. As much as the police may try to enforce it, our prosecutor is not going to prosecute. I charged a gentleman for following me with a camera and calling me a baby killer, and Canadian law wouldn't allow it to be charged. I got a call yesterday saying charges were dropped because the prosecutor wouldn't prosecute. So again, there's a difference also between police and the law. Mm-hmm. The Canadian judicial system is not set up for what's going on right now, and that's a reality that we have to face.
Yair Sedlak, CEO, Montreal Jewish Community, thank you for sharing your insights on these deeply troubling developments. As the incidents pile up from violent assaults to targeted school attacks, it's clear that Canada is facing a rise of anti-Semitism. I look forward to the day that we can talk about something more optimistic and positive, but I'm not sure it's going to be anytime soon. Thanks, as always, for giving your input.